Conti, bella palla per Rebic, Rebic Ibra, Rebic, 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 il tiro, goal!
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the Semper Milan podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Torgrud. It's just the dynamic duo, me and Madison today.
Yeah, the Americans are the only ones you need, so we're here.
USA. Ollie's moving. He just moved to London today, so he is in the... moving his apartment right now. I think he might actually be watching with Stefano because he's in London too. I don't know if they watched the game together or not.
I thought they were talking about watching it in the future.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Yeah, I thought that was weird. I was like, there's no way he's done moving already. But nonetheless, it's us. We're here. The first game ended 3 minutes ago, so we immediately jumped on. It's going to be a quick one. I'm actually at work right now in the office. I think, Madison, you just finished work or you're still there too? Yeah.
You finished.
not going to be a long one, but we got a couple things to recap. Obviously, start of the season. 1-0 win. Are you happy?
Yeah, I thought the team looked great. I thought their chemistry was good. And I really don't have any complaints. I mean, I think we both agree the last 15-20 minutes were a little shaky, but that's how we've looked the past two seasons, so maybe next season we won't be.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Like, my criticism is just about non-existent. I mean, the last 20 minutes, like you said, a little shaky, but you figure didn't have Zlatan. Benacer just came on after COVID, so he was a little under the weather. Didn't have Kessie. Florenzi made his debut, which we'll get to him in a second. But like, so the when it started looking bad was when the team didn't have as much chemistry as it the first half. And also, we scored in 9 minutes, so we didn't have to push the rest of the game. You know, I mean, obviously, a second goal is nice, and we definitely went for it. Still, we almost scored at the end there, but it wasn't necessary. So I think that lowered the intensity right away.
Right.
But we look good, man. As soon as the kickoff whistle began, like, we went for it. Obviously scoring in 9 minutes. Brahim Diaz, so happy. I think I predicted him to have the most assist on the team.
You did. I'm not going to lie. I was a little worried in the first, 10 minutes. I thought Mike was going to slip one in, and I was like, oh, this guy's looking a little shaky. And then he just looked great after that.
Yeah, I was really impressed with him, man. I was excited. There was a few moments where I was like, oh, no. Just because I don't know what he's capable of.
Right.
You know? So it's just like, there's some scary spots, but, dude, he passed every single test. I mean, it's Sampdoria.
His distribution was phenomenal. Like, his ball to Liao in the first half was like, that was the goalie? What the fuck?
Yeah, dude, I bet he has a couple of assists this season. I mean, his route one is, like, incredible. He did that ball to Liao a few times, and the last one was a little too far for Liao to get, but the rest of them were – almost spot on, and you know, I can't forgive his distribution for dipping on an 80-yard pass in the 90th minute. So, and I'm not going to hold that against him. But the rest of it was fantastic. Brahim dropped back, played pretty deep. He seemed to be creating everything, and then he had the goal. I don't remember who assisted him. Was it Salamakers? I think
Brahim. It was Calabria with that amazing.
Oh, like, you're right. Yeah.
Cross pass. I don't know if it was a cross or a pass, but. Calabria looked fantastic,
right on the,
and him as captain was phenomenal. He was just yelling at everyone what to do. I was like, damn.
Yeah, dude, he showed fucking a side of himself. Like, I didn't know he had that in him, you know, the commanding force. Like, he's always just seemed like kind of a really good player and a good boy at heart, but I didn't realize he was like a commanding presence. So that was
awesome to see. And in the first half, the camera showed Brahim, and he was yelling at people at what to do as well. And I was like, this team, man, I fucking love you guys.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't seen that in so long. So,
dude, and having fans back. Like, I know we're the away team, but it didn't feel like it.
All I heard was Milan the entire time.
The entire time, dude. Our away section killed it.
I think their ultras, I didn't even know that Sampdoria has ultras, but I think their ultras are protesting something.
Oh, okay.
So,
it looked like a pretty empty stadium, and I was surprised to see that. It looked like,
I mean, it's not a very big stadium, and they get what? We get 50% or something? 70%?
Some of them 30%? Are at 30, some are at 50, yeah.
Juve's probably at what, 90?
Juve's at 50. I know we're at 50. Their 50 is smaller than our 30, so it doesn't even matter. But But yeah, so I don't know what Sampdoria was. They're probably 30. I can't imagine they're getting too many seats. But yeah, I'm super stoked. I thought Giroud was going to get one. He had some fire in him.
Dude, wow. He wanted one screen so bad. And I was like, we have not had a player with this kind of – I mean, Ibra's got that kind of passion, but, you know. Yeah. And then the entire game, I was like, I'm so happy we don't have Hakan. I'm so happy we don't have Hakan. Because he would have fucked up so much shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's – people are getting mad at me on Twitter, and I don't know why, because, you know – I'm being very clear with what I'm saying, but they're not able to read, I guess. But people are mad at me because I'm like, Brahim's an upgrade. And they're like, are we trying to replace Hakan? Are we trying to improve the team? And I'm like, an upgrade is both. You know, like, what do we need? Like,
yeah, Brahim, I mean,
took over the starting spot at the end of last season. So we knew he was better. He just continues to get better. And he looked great today. He's commanding presence. He's dropping deep. Like, he's doing everything right.
And I think he has that flair.
He does.
And I think the flair like blinds us a little bit because we're like, oh, he has the flair. He's better. I don't want to say he's better yet because Hakan did do a lot in the background, but he was also had zero flair and he was slow as fuck.
Yeah. Well, so, and he made a lot of bad decisions. Brahim doesn't make necessarily too many bad decisions. The end product's not always there, but he's
watching Hakan play is like when you go to your buddies and you play FIFA and they don't have auto pass on and you click the pass and the ball just like rolls.
It goes the complete opposite direction. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There was another thing I want to say about Brahim. What was I going to say? I can't even remember. You're talking about
Hakan. You did say he was going to be better than Kaká. So I don't know if that's what you wanted to say or.
Yeah. I mean, that was just in the moment in jest, like chat. Yeah. Just talking shit there, but. Nah, Brahim's awesome, man. Really liked it. Oh, he's so short that he's got that low center of gravity that he's able to control the ball well and draw so many fouls because a normal shoulder to shoulder is like shoulder to head on Brahim, and that's going to knock him down every time. That's a kick. And then if we got free kick takers that are actually good, then you know maybe we'll have some a chance to score a few of those. So
Liao also looked good, which I was great, surprised man. About. So. Yeah. He looked good this week, so for the next 5 weeks, he's going to look like shit, and then he'll look good again.
I hope not. I hope he just continues it. He was smiling in the beginning, so that's what I like to see. That's when he does.
He always smiles. Even when he's playing bad, he smiles.
Yeah, but when he doesn't smile, that's when you know he's going to do real bad. So that's just what it takes, man. Just make him happy, I guess. I mean, that's really all there is to say about the game, I guess, right?
Yeah, 1-0 win.
Yeah,
3 points. Got a few more to go.
We're in eighth.
Undefeated in eighth place.
Goal difference of all the winning teams so far, but that's okay. Well, not worse goal difference. It's equal in some, but the least amount of goals scored, only one. But that's all right. Clean sheet. Mike's already surpassed Donnarumma's legacy. Yeah, Pioli looks great. I don't know. I'm just talking shit.
Oh,
I'm in a good mood, man. I screamed so loud when Brahim scored, dude. I jumped everywhere. I was hyped. That's what I wanted so bad. But yeah, Florenzi's official, obviously, since he played today, signed a Euro winner. We didn't have any in the squad at the time.
We also signed a World Cup winner, Giroud.
Oh, duh. Holy shit. Yeah. Yeah.
I was World like, Cup what?
Champions League winner. I was like, who did we sign? Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, Giroud we knew, but Florenzi was new.
You know, these players can now walk up to Zlatan and be like, what have you won, pal?
Yeah, exactly, and that's good because Zlatan's the big ego to get the kids going. But then you have other people that have already won, you know, a lot, and they could continue to build that. So because not everyone's going to respond the same to the tough love approach that Zlatan's going to give you. Obviously, we saw Hakan cry about it and run to Inter. So maybe Hakan would have done better with a player like Giroud to give him positive reinforcement and a participation trophy.
Yes,
but. Yeah, what do you think about Florenzi? I noticed we played him at right wing and not
I was hoping that's what we were going to do because that's where I think he's going to get most of his game time because he's not going to come and I mean, I don't know if he's a starter at Roma or not, but he's not going to come and be a bench player behind Calabria. I mean, he is cuz we're going to play Calabria before him. But I think he's going to get most of his chances on the wing. Yeah. I've wanted him at Milan for a long time, and I kind of forgot about him in recent years because I feel like he just hasn't been what he was. So I hope that he can find his speed again and be as clinical as he once was. I'm excited. I have a buddy down here who is also a Milan fan, who's like crazy Milan fan. And he's like upset with all of our transfers. I'm like, hey, we're building depth. You know, like we can't go out and buy a $100 million player with no depth. Right. So, you know, I think the loan to buy is a smart option with every player that we've had this season that we brought in besides Giroud, I think, and the goalie. But I'm excited for the depth that we're seeing. I don't think any of the players that we've brought in are going to be difference makers. I mean, like maybe like here and there, but none of them are going to be like, all right, now we're going to win the Champions League, or now we're going to win the league. It's like, all right, now we can compete and not worry that injuries are going to destroy us.
Yeah, and I think that's the big thing. Like, not one substitution today made me think like the team's getting weaker on the field. You know, I felt like the level was
just the starting lineup with Krunic. That was the only one.
Well, yeah, but I'm just talking like the subs coming on. Normally, Krunic is the guy coming on. I'm like, okay,
right.
Weaker. You know, I didn't feel like anyone was getting weaker. With Florenzi, he came on at right wing for Salamakers at first, played there for a little bit. And then Calabria came off for Romagnoli, and we went to a 3-5-2. So Florenzi was a wing back. And I think we might see that a lot more often going forward.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think in like the bigger games, we might see it. Mm-hmm. We're in the smaller games like Sampdoria, Cagliari, and those teams. We'll see more straightforward formation.
That's what I'm thinking too. You know, all summer we had rumors that we were going to switch formations or at least try a second one. And that proved it by making that very obvious switch to a three at the back. So, and last season, that was something that we got beat on a lot, was the 4-3-1-2 could not beat teams that played three at the back. So maybe us adopting that same system is, you know, going to do a lot better for us. So obviously a lot of growth coming from Pioli. I like to see that, a lot of tactical changes. And yeah, happy with it. Next week, we're playing Cagliari. And I watched them play Spezia earlier today. They looked god-awful. Then Joao Pedro got two back-to-back goals in like just as many minutes. So they had a lucky draw, to be honest with you. But Spezia is probably the worst team in the league. They got Thiago Motta as a manager. So I thought they were going to finish 20th. After watching that game, I'm fairly confident it's going to be Cagliari finishing 20th. I mean, like 3-0.
Every team plays like Barcelona against us. So it will be interesting to see.
Which Barcelona, though? Post-Messi Barcelona?
Messi Barcelona.
Okay.
I guess post-Messi Barcelona is not bad either. They've won both their games, right?
I don't know. I haven't watched any of them. I just know that without Messi, they're worse, even if they're still winning. let me check, actually, because now you got me curious. They are – no, Depay's, they got a win and a draw.
Last game was 2-2, right? And then Depay
last
scored
game the was 1-1 to Bilbao, and then the previous one, they won 4-2. Yeah, so I mean they're doing fine, but whatever. It's not the Sempre Barca podcast.
Fuck Barcelona. We'll probably draw them and PSG or something in the Champions League.
I don't know if I think they're both in pot two, so I don't know if we can. But I think worst case scenario, yeah, because that's coming up. That's like 5 days away, so we might as well talk.
I thought about it was this week.
Yeah, it's Friday, so it's.
I guess that is 5 or 4 days, depending on what. It's
By the time people watch this, it'll be 4 days
or 2 days.
I mean, yeah, if they watch it later in the week, but whenever you watch it, I don't know. But it's this Friday, so Champions League pots. I know we're in pot four, and obviously pot one is the winners of Champions League and Europa League last season. So Chelsea and Sevilla, and then all the league winners, the top five leagues. So that's a bit different this year, because typically that's Juve, a Real Madrid, or a Barca, but it's Atletico, it's Mars Lille, it's Inter, so it's going to be interesting there. I think best case scenario for us would be Sporting, Sevilla, Shakhtar, I guess, would be probably the best for us. But
I mean, yeah, I don't have it in front of me. But regardless of what our group draw is, either we play a hell of a performance in every game and finish third, or we get out of the group stage. Like, my expectation is to get out of the group stage. I don't care if we get out in the round of 16, but as long as we get out in the groups, or as long as we get out of.
Yeah, if we make it to the round of 16, that's like that's a win to me. You know,
right?
Given that we're in pot four, like it's a bad position to be in. It's tough draws this year, and we haven't been there since 2014. Like,
yeah.
If we could get to the group stage, or I'm sorry, the round of 16 in our first season back, then we've already
we're ideally the worst team in the group of whatever group we get drawn into.
Most likely.
Based on the worst case scenario,
you're looking at a group of Bayern, PSG, Leipzig, and us. You know, that would be awful. That's probably worst case scenario. And
I don't think Leipzig and Bayern can be drawn together, but yes, I agree. That's
They can't be drawn together. So I don't know. Replace Bayern with any champion, Chelsea, you know, Man City, whomever. But yeah, that'll be tough. But oh well, that's Friday. We'll look towards that later. I'm sure I'll leave your predictions for what groups we get, I guess, in the comments below us. Forenzi official, we talked about that. We're just kind of blown.
Pellegrini's
in Milan right now.
Pellegrini. Bakayoko.
Pretty injury ridden. At least he was last couple seasons. He's had like 400 minutes since 2018, which is not very good at all at Monaco.
No.
But he was a killer at Genoa when he was 16. So if he could find that form, luckily he's going to be playing behind, I guess, third string. You know, so we're going to have Zlatan, we're going to have Giroud, and then him. So it's not like we're going to have to call on him too much. He's fit.
You never know.
That's two old guys.
Two injury-ridden strikers with an old guy.
I think you're on mute there.
No, we just said the same thing. That's all.
Yeah, I can't hear you. I don't know if you're
done. What, really? You can't hear me?
We lost Madison, fellas. Give him a second. He's working on it now.
What the fuck?
I don't know what happened. We lost him. I don't know. Say something.
Hang on.
Can you hear me now?
Nope. Okay. Nah, I can't hear you at all. You could hear me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it my headphones that went bad?
I hope so, because it would be great to...
Yeah, it was my headphones that died,
Your
I guess.
Your headphones were dead.
All right, well, that was insane.
Oh, God. Good thing Oliver's not here. We'd be fired.
You know what's funny is because it was just my headphones, everyone else could still hear that little conversation we just had.
That's the best part.
I'm going to leave it in. It's funny, whatever. So if my sound is bad now, that's why I put these on the chart. I can't believe that, dude. They've been on my... Been charging the whole time.
I'm surprised that those blocked out the noise of me talking through your computer.
Yeah, AirPod Pros, dude. They're incredible. That's so weird. I didn't hear anything.
We are not sponsored by Apple, by the way.
We're not sponsored, but if you want to sponsor us, give me a call. Pellegrini gets injured. Do you think he's going to do well?
I know nothing about the kid. Okay. I hope he plays well, but I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, I'm not expecting him to do much. I think he'll probably start some cup games. That might be it, if that. He might show up in a cup game as like a substitute. Ideally, once Zlatan's back, he'll be the main starter, and then Giroud will come up for him.
Zlatan cannot start every game.
I agree. I think we're going to see just about even games from Zlatan and Giroud in all comp, but maybe Zlatan a few more. Well, maybe Giroud a few more, actually.
Yo, off topic. Oliver's a fucking giant.
Yeah.
He just sent a picture next to Steph, and he's a giant.
Steph's also shorter than he looks, but, you know, we don't need to slate the guy here. So they did watch it together then.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's why Oliver's not here, because he's slacking off drinking beer.
Yeah. Same with Gian, actually.
Same with Gian.
No,
I think he's at the pub. He's definitely at the pub.
Yeah. We told him, we're like, okay, we're recording after the game. And he's like, I'll be late because I'm going to the pub. I'm like, I guess you're not going to be here then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, after the summer, we said we're going to be a lot more organized. Obviously, that's not the case, but we will have a set schedule again pretty soon here, and then we'll be back on track. Anyways, Bakayoko is probably next. I know you know stuff about him. What are your thoughts
on him? I love Bakayoko. I want him on the team permanently, and I want him to score a screamer. I've been waiting for him to score a screamer since he was here 2 years ago, and he never scored for us. Maybe he scored a penalty in a shootout or something, but that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he had an open play goal, but I really like him. I think he knows the system, at least somewhat. You know, it's not the craziest, not a lot of changes since when he was here. So it'll be similar to adapt. I mean, he's going to be playing the Kessié role, and he knows it. That's what he did last time, and we need that for AFCON. I'm really annoyed that Chelsea renewed him for another year just because now we'll have to pay an option. Mm-hmm. It's what they do. They did it with Giroud just to make literally $1 million off us. But at the same time, it was the last year of his contract, so it's not like they were just going to let him go on a dry loan for the final year of his contract. You know, that's
right.
That happened. So I'm not too mad about it. I think we'll probably exercise the option if he plays like he did.
I thought it was a dry loan.
Is it a dry loan? I thought it was.
I thought it was a option. I thought it was dry, but
I mean, that's fine too, to be honest with you. If it's no, I think it was a dry option, meaning like we'll have the option, but there's no chance of it becoming obligation. Because with with Pellegrini, it's an option that becomes an obligation after certain conditions are met. I don't know what they are, but yeah. So Pellegrini will be on loan with option, potentially obligation, and then Bakayoko on loan with option. If he comes, that's fantastic. That's the depth we need. Obviously, we saw it today. Krunic playing in there didn't look bad, to be honest with you, but he's always going to be the weakest person on the field. So getting someone else in there. And then we have Adley coming in. I think I always talked about him quite a bit. There's not much else you and I could add to it, really. He's young
French. Oliver knows way more than us, so.
Yeah. I just realized we didn't get questions either.
I thought about that. You're the host, man. Come on.
I know. Yeah, no, I did bad. Well, did we already preview
Cagliari? A little bit. What do you expect?
I went through it so fast. And that's not ever good.
They drew Spezia. You said they looked horrible.
They did. They looked really bad. They went down immediately. They actually were down 2-0 and then clawed back two goals in the second half from João Pedro. He had one nice goal and the other one was a penalty. It was actually ridiculous because Spezia was running. They were in Cagliari's box, got fouled. To me, it looked like a clear pen. It wasn't called. Then Cagliari ran it back, and then they got fouled in the box, and that got called as a pen. So then they scored that pen. So it was, wild exchange. Isaac didn't think it was a foul, but whatever. He doesn't know anything. So that's basically where we're at. There's not much to it, honestly. I mean,
score prediction?
I think we're going to win 3-0. I think we're going to crush
it. I think 2-0.
I'd be happy with that. That would be good for us. Juve, they drew. Only team that was supposed to win that didn't win this week, so that's always good.
I thought Roma did good, too.
Roma looked better than anticipated. Lots of red cards. That seems to be their thing.
Yeah.
I think they had no, there was two in that game. They only had one, but in like a conference league game prior, they had like four, which was ridiculous. So I don't know. They're interesting. What do you think about this Bernardo Silva rumor?
I think it's from the Daily Mail, so you should take it with a grain of salt.
A couple grains of salt. Take the whole bag of salt. Probably not going to happen. But
I would love it. I mean, here's the thing. It's a $17 million option or loan. With a total cost at the end of 53 million euros, pounds. It's not dollars. I don't know which one it is.
Yeah,
I never know.
In euros, it was like 20 million euro loan and then 30 mil option. So
yeah, like if I mean, he's like in his prime.
Yeah, he's 27, might be 28 now.
26.
Oh, even better. Even better. He's coming right into his prime. I mean, he's already been balling out at City. He won trophies. The biggest issue is his salary, of course, but if it's a 2-year loan, chances are we're not paying the full salary for 2 years.
Right. And then the idea is then in 2 years when we are qualifying for Champions League for the third year in a row, we're going to be splashing some fucking money.
Exactly. And hopefully by then he just really likes being with the team and is willing to take a cut, you know?
And I mean, knowing us, that's what we're going to do. Yeah. Unless the team's been sold by then to Louis Vuitton or whatever the guy's name is.
That'd be great too. But, yeah, Arnaud Bernard or something like that. But yeah, I think Bernardo Silva would be obviously fantastic. That would be the marquee signing of the summer, without a doubt, for us. But do I think it's going to happen? Probably not. I've seen it picked up from a few people, no one that great, but I've seen, I can't remember who it was, one decently good source said, like, relax, you know, that's a hard move. So not to be too crazy. The other thing we saw was Junior Macias from Crotone. He's 30 years old. He's a right wing. He's not that special. He was offered to us from his agent. We didn't inquire about him. But he wants to get back to Serie A because Crotone got relegated last season. He's not terrible. He's just
old. But he's not Champions League quality.
No, he's by no means going to set the world on fire. The only thing that's an improvement is last season in Serie A alone, he had the same amount of goals and assists as Samu has since he got here 3 seasons ago. So he's 3 times the player Castillejo is. That said, he's probably still a bench player at best, you know, and that doesn't really address our issue. If anything, that just puts a band.
Maybe we can just trade Samu for him.
And that'd be fine too, but I don't see Samu accepting a trade to Serie B. Yeah. But, I mean, that's what we need to do. We got to get someone in there, even if it's just to at least keep Samu off the pitch. I'd be much happier with Macias coming on for Salamaker's late game than I am with Samu coming on, and then I get afraid that he's going to give a ball away and we're going to just run our own sport. So, agreed. I mean, that's our option at the moment. Like, are there other names? I feel like there are, but I can't remember who.
I'd say Christian Pulisic, but no chance in hell it's going to happen. He's also left wing, not right wing.
I don't think we've been linked with him at all.
We haven't.
Yeah, just me saying it.
Yeah. Well, just you heard it first here from on the Semper Milan podcast.
From this guy. Okay, I'm just scrolling through to see. Oh, Kessié renewal. We haven't come to terms on it yet, but they're working on it apparently. In fact, Maldini spoke about it and had this to say. I think there is a common line in talking about a renewal and a signing. We must act following sustainability without going beyond certain lines dictated by the ownership. So, I mean, he wants to do it, but it sounds like the money that's being requested might be a little bit above our budget. So we're trying to see if it's something we can work out. If not, we've seen the story before. Donnarumma, Hakan, out the door.
Oh, my God. If we let Kessié leave, I'll be so pissed.
That would be worth the case scenario. He's our best player.
It's crazy how the story changed in the past month.
Yeah.
Well, today.
We know Kessié wants to be here. Like,
yeah.
He said it, and I believe him when he says it. You know, everyone else, Donnarumma tiptoed around it. He just said, like, oh, I do what Mino says. And Hakan never said anything else, you know. So I could see it happening both ways. I could see us letting him go, unfortunately, if we don't make Champions League again. But we have to lock it up before that. We got to lock it up before the winter window because Tottenham is coming and offering big money.
And if he's not gone, if he's not signed by the winter window, we have to sell him. Like, we have to.
Yeah, and that worst case scenario. So we can't let him go. Yeah, I don't know. We got to tie it down. We got to tie it down quick and hope that he's happy to stay. Let's see. We've rejected many offers for Leao this summer, apparently, according to DiMarzio. So that's nice. But that's really it. There isn't like a whole lot of news to go on. Atalanta was interested in Conte, but then they signed I can't remember who. They signed.
I don't know, but they also realize that he's shit now, so.
Yeah, well, they signed a right back, so they don't need him anymore. So he's not going anywhere, but that's literally it, man. There's just not much else to it. Oh, Jesus Corona from Porto, the Mexican player. He's a right winger. Mm-hmm. He'd be a huge upgrade for us, but you and I are not fans because this is the Semper USA podcast today, and Mexico are our rivals, so keep them out.
And you guys know how much Anthony loves international soccer.
Hate it with a passion. So, yeah. That's really it. We didn't get any fan questions because no one asked for them, and that's partially my fault. mainly Oliver's fault. You could also blame
blame Oliver.
Yeah.
We can call him Oliver. He loves it.
Yep. Actually, if you call him Ollie and spell it with two L's, an I, and an E, that's his favorite thing in the world. Definitely do that. He will not get mad at you at all, I promise.
Sweet. Good to know.
Yeah, on that note, I mean, it's been 30 minutes. Like I said, I'm still at work. Got to get back to it, so we're kind of wrapping up quick. But 3 points in the bag, off to a good start. Any closing thoughts for us, Maddie?
No. Forza Milan.
Forza Milan. All right. Well, then, thank you guys so much for joining us. One more thing. We are a finalist in the Football Content Awards, so I'm going to put the link to vote. If there's another round of voting now, it's going to be in the description. Please vote for us so we can win this time. That would be fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you in a week's time.
Andrea Conti, bella palla per Rebic. Rebic Ibra. Rebic. 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 Il tiro. Goal!